You're listening to SBS News.
Macarena Erbs has just turned 40 and is a cancer survivor. The migrant from Chile lost her hair during treatment for aggressive breast cancer and now runs a home-based venture making colourful headwear to help other women in a similar situation.
The idea is to give that confidence to the women that have lost their hair, especially the turbans and the caps, to have that confidence back when they need to go out. So even if they're going through a cancer treatment and they need to go to the hospital, to wear something beautiful, because hair means a lot, especially for us, for women.
Just over 2 years ago in December 2020, Miss Erbs noticed a small pea-sized lump in her breast. She sought medical advice and booked in for a mammogram.
I felt that thing start growing and growing and growing so fast. When I went to the doctor, when he said, yeah, you have cancer, and hearing the word, you are like, yeah, this is real.
Remembering sometimes is a bit emotional.
Chemotherapy is extremely aggressive and it drags you really down. So you need to be very strong. I didn't have my family here. So very strong to be able to finish that.
Miss Erbs is a qualified industrial engineer who left her homeland Chile in 2015. After travelling through Europe and Asia, she made her way to Melbourne to study for a diploma in business and has lived there ever since. As a migrant, she says her cancer treatment was a lonely experience that forced many adjustments.
Then when you lose all your hair, your eyebrows, your eyelashes, your skin become different, is when you start not recognizing yourself in the mirror. And it's when having a beautiful headwear helped me to continue feeling beautiful. Because without that headwear, I look at myself and I feel a very different person.
That inspired Miss Erbs to start her own clothing venture in Melbourne called Bonita Shop, designed to help other women better cope with hair loss.
I chose Bonita Shop because, yes, it means beautiful in Spanish. And when I went through my journey as a cancer patient, something that I remind myself every day was we women are beautiful yesterday, today and tomorrow, no matter what you're going through.
Miss Erbs now employs other migrant women to make her colourful headwear range, which she sells at markets and through a social enterprise founded by Luz Restrepo, a refugee from Colombia.
Migrant Women in Business is a national business network that engages currently 120 migrant and refugee women with nano and micro business. Our aim is to open commercial opportunities and give hands-on business connections.
Many of the migrant women in business participants are recent arrivals with limited English skills. And Ms. Restrepo says few know how to run a startup.
We are helping them with the photo, with the copyright, and on the way that they are trading with us, they are learning about their business, doing business through our platform.
The online platform called Made by Many Hands returns 85% of the sale price to the women, retaining 15% for administration costs. Miss Erbs says it's a great way for migrant women working from home to sell items from children's toys to clothing and homewares.
We showcase and sell our products, which has been great because it's the best way to understand the customer, what they are looking for, what they need.
Of the 2.5 million small businesses in Australia, most are owned by men. Just 30% are female owned and very few are owned by migrant women. Associate Professor Anna Boucher is a global migration expert at the University of Sydney. She says self-employment is preferable for many migrant women who might otherwise be vulnerable to workplace abuse.
That migrant women can be more susceptible to sexual violence in the workplace, even compared with Australian women. And that can relate to things like sexual harassment, sexual assault, victimisation. Visa status seems to present barriers for women, migrant women, in bringing claims around those issues. So that exists on top of the other questions around sex discrimination and race discrimination. that might also be at play. So when they run their own businesses, sometimes that can be a way of overcoming these kind of barriers.
Ms. Boucher says for those healing from trauma inflicted in their home country or on a refugee journey, working with social enterprises like Migrant Women in Business can also ease the transition to life in a new land.
It's easier and healthier to work with like-minded people who've had similar experiences than have to try and explain these things in a workplace where not everyone will have had that experience.
Ms. Erbs is among those drawing on resilience to grow her business. She is working part-time in a social enterprise with other migrants and refugees and aims to showcase her headwear range at the Sydney Gift Fair in February. And she plans to support even more women undergoing hair loss in future.
I would like all my turbans and caps to be in every hospital, starting here in Melbourne and then moving to the rest of Australia. So that is my goal for 2023.
Monique Pueblos, SBS News.